Today we say hello to our listeners on KJCK in Junction City, Kansas. Listeners there know the long-standing affiliation this community has had with the nation's military. But how and why did such an important fort get established here? The intriguing answer is this edition of the American Countryside. Depending on where you live, you may have seed in the ground, or you're still waiting on the weather to clear. Maybe you've made most of your seed decisions, but you're looking to switch some acres from corn to beans, or vice versa. Perhaps you just want to try some new and highly productive genetics on your farm. You've been hearing me talk about Wilcross soybeans and Agrigold corn for some time now, brands we've used for many years. Randy Baker and his team from Wilcross have heard from many of you, and they're still crisscrossing the Midwest, helping longtime customers and meeting new ones. Randy and the crew follow these beans from start to finish and regularly meet with processors and buyers both here and overseas. Whether it's conventional or GMO beans, give Randy a call at 660-483-0390. That's 660-483-0390. For corn growers, remember that Agrigold is the corn specialist. Check out their giant hybrids that are winning yield trials at Agrigold.com. Wilcross and Agrigold are a winning combination on your acres. Contact your local Wilcross or Agrigold dealer, and always remember to follow all label directions. Fort Riley was established in 1853 to meet the needs of a nation moving west.
It wasn't called Fort Riley at the time. It was called Camp Center. And the reason for that is at the time, it was thought to be the geographical center of the United States. They didn't get it quite right.
Dr. Robert Smith is director of the museum division at Fort Riley. He says they were about 80 miles from the true center.
It was also established here because close proximity to the Santa Fe Trail and the Oregon Trail, soldiers could be deployed to either of those trails in escorting convoys.
In the 1870s, Fort Riley began to take on an added mission.
General Phil Sheridan, who was chief of the Army at the time, decided that Fort Riley would be an ideal spot to house a cavalry and light artillery school.
That school continued to expand. And this location on the plains of Kansas was the perfect place to do so.
The size of the fort at the time was very conducive to training cavalry. We had lots and lots of territory in which they could train. Secondly, since there was lots of territory, this was great haying area, and a lot of hay was sent to other cavalry units, was actually harvested here and then sent when the railroad came in.
The fort remains an important training ground yet today, and it houses the U.S. Cavalry Museum and the 1st Infantry Museum. More next time as we travel the countryside in Junction City, Kansas. I'm Andrew McCray.